哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家早安。
哈利路亚 ，Good morning, brothers and sisters。
啊，在这个安息圣日，我们一同再次的聚集在这里，来学习查考圣经上的道理。
It's Holy Sabbath. Let's gather together to study the words of the Bible.
啊，在我们今天早上要用在旧约当中的一个国王啊来做彼此学习的内容。
This morning we shall take a king of the Old Testament from mutual exhortation.
啊，有时候我们在读圣经的时候啊，会觉得说啊，圣经怎么记载了这么多以色列人的历史啊
？At time when we read the Bible, we wonder the question: How come there are so many kings in the history of the Israelites?
那我觉得说啊，这些历史跟我今天有什么关系
？And their doings, their dealings have probably nothing to do with us today.
啊，第一，我又不活在古代。
Number one, I don't live in the past.
啊，第二，我又不是犹太人。
Number two, I'm not a Jew by birth.
哦，所以我为什么要知道他们的历史，知道他们的过去呢
？So then, why there's the need and the reason to know their past and their history?
啊，其实啊，历史是人类知识的累积。
In reality, history.So it's accumulation of human knowledge.
是经验的精华。
It is the very essence of human experience.
所以呢，借着学习历史时，我们今天有智慧。
Therefore, by studying history, let us gain wisdom.
所以从旧约到新约。
From the Old Testament unto the New Testament.
从以色列人历史的发展到新约教会的成长。
From the exposition of the history of the Israelites all the way until the growth of the church nowadays.
再再都反映出我们今天一个基督徒信仰要成长的一些秘诀以及一些警告。
Through the process of it.So we can know as Christians what are the warnings that we must heed nowadays.
所以我们今天呢，来看旧约当中的一个国王。
Today, then let us look at a king of the Old Testament.
我们来看一下《列王记下》的第二十二章。
Let us turn to 2 Kings chapter 22.
列王记下的第二十二章。
2 Kings chapter 22.
我们看二十三章好了
哦。Let us see chapter 23 instead.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
列王记下的二十三章的第二十五节。
2 Kings chapter 23, verse 25.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
他说在约西亚以前没有王向他尽心、尽信、尽力归向神，遵守摩西的一切律法。在他以后也没有一个王也没有兴起一个王像他齁、哦、在这里讲到有一个国王名叫约西亚。
There was a king called Josiah.
在以色列人历史当中他们有很多的国王啊。
In the history of the Israelites, they have many kings.
尤其是分裂成为南北两朝以后。
Especially after the kingdom split up into the northern and southern kingdoms.
两个国家自然王就更多啦。
With two countries, there is a double amount of kings.
既然有这么多的王。
Given that there are so many kings.
里面当然有些是好人有些是坏人。
Among them, it is to be expected that some are good, some are bad.
有些是爱神的有些是拜偶像的。
Expected for some of them to love God and others to love idols.
所以啊，在历史当中，以色列人历史当中有很多的国王。
In the history of the Israelites, we can see numerous kings.
但是在这里，神特别讲到这个约西亚。
But here, mentioned especially is Josiah.
这个约西亚很特别啊。
Josiah is indeed very special.
甚至圣经讲说，以前没有像他的。
The Bible said there was no one like him before.
以后也没有一个像他的。
Nor there will be someone like him after.
我们如果看看约西亚的历史啊。
If we look into Josiah's history,
我们发觉说他比起其他的王来讲啊
and we compare him to other kings,
没有什么特别的
we see that there is not much to mention,
甚至他已经是在王国时期很后面的一个人物啊
we could even say that he is not that relevant because it is the end of the history of the Israelites
那个时候啊国家已经快要灭亡了
at the time the country was about to be destroyed
非常衰弱受到敌人的攻击
it was very weak and constantly attacked by the enemy
在他当王的年代里面
in the time when he was king
也没有什么特别了不起的大神迹
there was no momentous miracle to be mentioned
他就是一个很平凡的王
He was just a normal ordinary king
就这样子过完他一生
And this is how he lived through his life
但是这个王圣经却留下了一个评语啊
Yet the Bible assesses him in a very special manner
他说从前没有像他的
There was no one before him like him
在他以后也没有一个王像他
Nor after him did anyone arise like him
所以约西亚的历史其实是平淡的
Therefore Josiah's history is ordinary
他不像大卫一样啊征战四方有神同在
Josiah is unlike David who conquered the lands all around
他也不像啊所罗门一样啊大有智慧做箴言三千句
Neither is he like Solomon who was greatly wise and composed countless psalms
他也不像其他有一些很有名的王啊神怎么样帮助他们打败敌人怎么样啊显大神迹啊
Neither we see in the Bible recordings about the great battles or great miracles that occurred during his time
在他的年代啊一切都是非常的平淡
During his era everything was ordinary and common and plain
在他个人 来说啊，他也没有什么特别了不起的作为。
Individually speaking, he didn't do anything too remarkable either.
啊，但是有一件事情非常特别。
But there is one thing that is worthy of mentioning.
就是这个约西亚是疯狂的约西亚。
Whereas this Josiah was a crazy man.
啊，为什么是疯狂的呢
？Why was he crazy?
因为他是全心全意来爱主他的神啊。
He was crazy because he loved the Lord God with his soul, mind, and heart.
啊，他拜神是不计代价的。
He worshipped God without any reservation.
而他侍奉神是不计后果的。
He served God without caring about the consequences.
他是全心全意的给神。
With his whole heart, his whole might, he offered and served God.
所以他被称为前无古人后无来者的君王。
Therefore, there was no one like him before nor after.
所以就称为特别一个很特别的一个约西亚。
This is why Josiah is so special in the Bible.
特别被人所纪念。
And he is remembered especially for this.
也特别被神所纪念。
He is remembered by God especially for this.
所以啊，约西亚当他当王的时候非常的年轻。
Josiah became king at a very young age.
他在八岁的时候就做国王了。
At age, he rose to the throne.
我们来看一下《列王记下》的二十二章。
Let us turn to 2 Kings chapter 22.
列王记下的二十二章。
2 Kings chapter 22.
第一节。
Verse 1.
那这里说约西亚登基的时候年八岁，在耶路撒冷作王31年，他的母亲叫耶底大，是波斯家人亚大雅的女儿。第二节。
Two.
约西亚行神眼中看为正的事，行他祖大卫一切所行的，不偏左右啊。那这里是圣经里面对约西亚的一开始的记载。
This is the initial description that the Bible gives of Josiah.
那其实呢，这样的记载啊，在很多的好国王身上有看到哦。
This description actually repeated from many good kings of the past.
哦，行神眼中看为正的事。
He did what was right in the sight of the Lord.
啊，效法他祖大卫的行为。
He walked in the ways of his father David.
那不偏离左右。
He did not turn aside to right or left.
但是呢，约西亚跟其他的王有一个很不一样的啊。
But there is a difference between Josiah and the other kings.
就是他31年来从来没有改变啊。
Namely that he never changed for 31 years.
那圣经里面记载到有个其他的好王。
The Bible records the dealings of other good kings.
一辈子都不错。
Who were quite good their entire lives.
啊，但是到年老的时候啊，逐渐就骄傲啦。
When they became old, they became proud.
啊，像圣经里面讲到亚萨年老的时候只靠医生不靠神啊。
A good example is Asa who relied on the physicians his old age and not God.
那讲到像约沙法年老的时候骄傲啦，喜欢靠自己啊。
Maybe Jehoshaphat who learned himself and not God in his old age.
所以啊，有些国王啊，年轻的时候很爱神，年轻的时候很重视信仰。
Some kings emphasize God and the importance of faith in their youth.
啊，但是随着时间的改变
，but with the flowing of time.
那随着日子年纪渐渐的老迈
，with the passing of the days.
啊，信仰渐渐的开始萎缩
，their faith began to recede.
啊，有时候我们今天的信徒也是这样啊。
Sometimes this might apply to us believers of present time.
刚信主的时候，热心、爱心、全心为主。
When we just recently believe, we give our hearts, our mind or soul to God.
信主几年，渐渐的冷漠、冷淡，离开教会。
But after a few years, we grow cold, we go distant, and we go away.
哦，原本一开始信主的时候是被主的爱所激励。
Initially, we were constrained by God's love.
啊，那信主以后啊，就觉得说被圣经的道理所捆绑。
After we believe, we might feel bound by the teachings of the Bible.
哦，所以啊，你有时候信主越久，信心越软弱。
So the more time we believe, the more we become.
哦，但是你看约西亚不是这样啊。
But if we look at Josiah, he did not act in this manner.
31年来从来没有改变。
For 31 years, he did not ever change.
他从小爱主。
He loved God in his youth.
他爱主到底。
He loved God to the end.
31年来不变的信仰。
For 31 years, his faith remained unchanged.
使他成为神眼中一个特殊的君王。
Making him a very special king in front of God.
所以我们今天信仰不是只有一股热忱。
Faith is not just a zeal at the moment.
更要有坚持到底的信念。
But it consists on the idea of persevering to the end.
如果今天一个人信主信了一辈子。
If a person believes in their entire lives.
啊，但是到年老的时候却在道理上有偏差。
When they are old, there is a discrepancy in their faith.
失去了起初所紧抓的道理。
They go astray and don't hold on steadfast to the truth they believe in the beginning.
被世界上的风吹来吹去摇摆不定。
They are battered about by the winds and the waves of the world.
就像迪马一样，年老的时候贪爱世界离开保罗。
Like Demas, because he coveted the world, he forsook Paul.
啊，这个就是人生信仰当中最大的悲哀。
This is then the greatest tragedy in one's life.
然后说呀，约西亚31年来不变不动摇的信仰。
For 31 years, Josiah did not waver in his faith.
使他成为以色列人历史当中的一个很特殊的风景。
And because of this, he became a very special gem in the history of the Israelites.
那我们看到说约西亚八岁就当国王了。
Josiah became king at the age of 8.
从小就立志来拜神。
And his youth, he determined to worship God.
所以有时候啊，我们教导儿女要从小开始啊。
This is why what we should teach our children when they're young.
啊，在箴言里面告诉我们啊。
The book of Proverbs tells us this.
他说啊，教养儿女使他走当行的道理啊。
Instruct your children so they might walk in the way they should walk.
就是到老他也不偏离。
And even in their old age they will not depart from it.
所以为什么今天我们教会重视宗教教育
？So why is the religious education so important in our church?
为什么我们非常强调要有家庭的信仰的教育
？Why is it that we emphasize that religious education within our families?
我们为什么常常提醒父母要给儿女做上信仰的榜样
？Why is it that we remind the parents to be good examples for their children?
因为你今天的选择影响他将来的信仰。
The answer is that our choices today influences their future days.
我说呀，约西亚从小立志拜神
，Josiah determined to worship God in his youth，
使得他的人生一生当中有神同在，有神看顾
，making God's abidance be with him his entire life，
使得他的人生有价值、有意义，最后蒙神所纪念
，making his life valuable and precious in the sight of the Lord。
我们今天都重视我们的儿女
，Today we all love our children。
我们希望他们有最好的教育
，We want to give them the best education。
我们拼命工作，希望他们有最好的生活
，We work and put our lives in the line in order to provide for them。
因为我们相信说，如果他有好的生活、好的教育，就有好的未来、好的前途。
Because we believe that with a good education and a good upbringing, they will have a bright future。
所以啊，我们不断的把所有的资源、所有拥有的都用在孩子的身上。
For the reason we allocate all our resources onto our children。
啊，但是在我们教导他一切的知识以外
，But after teaching them all this worldly knowledge，
我们有没有重视他的信仰，重视他与神的关系
？Did we ever think about the importance of their faith and the relationship with God？
一个孩子如果从小有神
，If a child has God's abidance in their
成长当中有神同在
，If they grow with God abiding with them，
你有什么好担心的呢
？What is there to worry？
你担心他在社会上不能生存吗
？Do you worry of their survival in society？
你担心他找不到好的工作
？Would you worry about them finding a suitable job？
如果有神陪伴他一辈子
，If God is with them their entire lives，
那你需要担心什么
？Then why worry about anything？
啊，神不是比你厉害多了吗
？Isn't God greater than you are？
哦，所以啊，今天如果子女有神同在
，If our children have God abiding，
啊，他的人生自然在神的手中
，Then their lives are in God's hand。
哦，所以你看呢、啊，约西亚从小就靠神啊
，So we said that Josiah rely on God in his youth。
这是他从小的选择
，This is his own choice in his youth。
而并且能够坚持这个选择直到末了
，Or he was able to persist with this choice until
the very end。那但是呢、啊，约西亚信仰一个改变一个非常大的契机哦。
However, in Josiah's life there was a great transformation。
我们看二十二章
，Let us see chapter 22，
第十节
，verse 10。
列王记下的二十二章第十节。
Second Kings chapter 22 verse 10。
啊，第十节，书记沙番又对王说：“这祭司希勒家递给我一卷书。”沙番就在王面前读这书。十一节。
Eleven。
王听见律法书上的话，便撕裂衣服啊。啊，在这里讲到啊，有一本书出现了、啊。
There was a book that appeared。
一本书改变了一个国王。
And this book changed the entire life of a king。
一本书改变了一个国家。
One book changed the entire fate of a nation。
啊，在这里说啊，他们找到一本书啊。
Here they found a book。
一本约书，一本律法书。
It was a book of law。
啊，所以啊，当这个国王看到这个律法书以后啊
，When the king read from this book。Of the law,
啊，就撕裂的衣服啊
！He tore his clothes.
那、啊、这里到底是什么书呢
？What was this book?
什么书这么重要呢
？What book is so important?
啊，在这里讲说啊，是神的律法书啊
！It is the book of divine law.
啊，这个律法书里面教导人对错是非。
This book of the law teaches right and wrong.
那、啊、这个书里面教导人神对他的期望要求。
This book teaches what are God's expectations to His people.、
啊、所以啊，当约西亚拿到这本书啦
，When Josiah took this book into his hands,
他才发觉说，为什么他的国家常常遭遇患难
，He suddenly discovered why his kingdom faced calamity after calamity.
他才了解说为什么神不喜欢他们。
He then came to realize why God was displeased with them.
因为他们犯罪得罪神呐、啊。
The reason is that they transgress against God.
我说因为有这一本书哦。
Because of the existence of this book.
使他们能够认识道理，知道对错啊。
The people were able to know the truth and know what is right and what is wrong.
啊，但是他们为什么会有这本书
？But why is it that they had this book to begin with?
因为他们修理神的殿啊。
And the answer is because they construct they restore God's temple.
我们看。第五节啊，第五节
，verse five，
啊，第五节说，交给神殿里办事的人，使他们转交神殿里做工的人，好修理殿的破坏之处啊。啊，在这里啊，约西亚做王以后
，Josiah became king，
啊，当他做王，掌顾了王权
，and after he reigned。
哦，就是当他长大了以后，因为八岁还很小哦，所以等他长大了以后啊。
That is after he grew up because he was only 8 years old.
那当他长大以后，他真的掌握到国家的权力了。
When he became adult, he gained the reins of power.
圣经里面记载约西亚第一件事是什么
？What is the first thing that Bible records Josiah doing?
最重视的是什么
？What is the most important thing to him?
圣经讲说修理神的殿啊。
The Bible says to repair the damage of the temple.
啊，因为他之前的国王不好。
The previous king was not that good.
所以啊，国家啊，所以啊，那个神的圣殿已经毁坏了。
Therefore, the temple of God was destroyed.
没有人在那里祭拜，所以啊，破损的地方很多。
No one worship there, so it remained desolate.
啊，所以约西亚重视神的殿。
Josiah gave importance to God's temple.
重视神就会重视神的殿。
If we look up to God, we'll look up to God's temple.
因为他重视神的殿，所以他就拨出款项来修理神的殿啊。
Because he looked up to God's temple, he assigned money to repair it.
那也就在修理的过程当中，他们找到了神的律法书啊。
The process of the repairs, they found the book of law.
所以这是给我们今天每一个信徒的一个教导。
And this is a teaching to us today.
如果你说你爱神
，If you say you love God,
如果你说你重视信仰
，You say that faith is important to you.
你自然会重视神的家，重视神的殿，重视神的工作。
And naturally, God's word, God's house, and God's people will be in your heart.
啊，有一次啊，我遇到一个信徒哦。
Once I encountered a member.
啊，他跟我讲说啊，因为他是在别的国家哈。
He lived in another country.
啊，他跟我讲说啊，传道啊，你多多关心我妈妈。
And he told me, preacher, if you can, show a little care to my mother.
他说你，我说你妈妈在哪里啊
？And I asked, where does your mother live?
他说我妈妈在美国啊。
And he said she lives in the United States.
他已经18年没有去教会，现在到现在20几年了。
For 18 years, and now counting 20 years, she hasn't been to church.
啊，我说你有没有跟你妈妈联络呢
？So I asked this person, do you contact your mother about the situation?
有啊，我有跟她打电话。
To which he replied, yes, I called her.
啊，但是啊，每次我只要跟她讲到信仰哦。
Each time I mention matters concerning faith.
啊，他就跟我讲说，儿子你不用讲，妈妈信仰很好的。
And she would tell me, don't worry, son, my faith is really good.
啊，妈妈很爱神啊，神也很爱妈妈。
Mom loves God and God loves mom.
啊，你不用担心啊。
There is no need to worry.
啊，顾好你自己的信仰就好了。
Just worry about your own faith.
妈妈生活当中有神看顾。
Because in mom's life, God abounds.
但是那个妈妈已经20多年没有去过教会了。
This mother didn't go to church for 20 years.
我一开始以为她可能啊住在很偏远的地方啊。离教会可能 要坐飞机才会到啊。
So initially I supposed that she lived in a very far away place from the church. Maybe only a prayer could get him to church.
他说没有啦，我妈妈离教会啊，大概一个小时就到了啊。
This person said no, she just lives an hour away.
但是当她到美国的时候啊
，when she immigrated to United States.
刚到美国，因为生活非常困难。
Initially because of hardships in life.
所以努力工作，拼命赚钱啊。
She worked very hard to make a living.
后来啊，开了一个小农场。
At the end, she had a small farm.
开了一个小农场啊，生活稳定了，这个经济来源稳定了。
A small farm gave her a stable income.
但是有时候啊，不去聚会已经成为习惯了啊。
She began skipping service to the point that it became a habit not to go to church.
觉得很麻烦啊。
She realized that going to church was very hassle.
觉得一个小时好远呢。
She thought an hour away is very far.
但是她觉得自己信仰还是很好啊。
So she thought that her faith was good.
20多年没有去教会。
For 20 years she didn't go to church.
20多年也不太读经祷告。
For 20 years she didn't read the Bible.
但是她自我感觉良好哦。
But for some reason she thought that she was doing quite well.
有啦，儿子你不要担心啊，妈妈不会离开神。
So she said to her son, don't worry, mom is with God.
妈妈信仰很好，非常坚定，非常热心。
My faith is very zealous, very fervent.
只是啊，不读经，不祷告，不聚会而已，其他都还好啊。
I just don't read the Bible, don't pray, don't go to church, but all the other things are good.
很多人都活在这种自我欺骗的迷惘里面啊。
Many people live in this self-deception.
有啦，我没有杀人放火，我表示我是好基督徒啊。
They think I didn't kill, I didn't commit any arson or murder.
是，比起世界上的人我好很多。
So I'm a Christian, yes, compared to other people in the world, maybe.
不，比起神对你的要求，你还差得很远。
Compared to God's requirements, you are so far off.
不要自我欺骗嘛。
Do not deceive yourself.
所以啊，有时候我们就是活在这种假象里面。
So sometimes we live in this falsehood.
自己告诉自己说，其实我信仰没有问题。
And we tell ourselves that there is no problem whatsoever with our lives.
自己告诉自己说，其实我没有犯罪就好。
And we console ourselves saying that we did not sin and that is good enough.
却从来没有问问说，神对你的期望是什么。
But never did we ask ourselves what are God's requirements.
却没有问问自己说，你信仰当中到底付出过什么。
Never did we ask ourselves what is our output to God.
所以约西亚爱神，所以他建立神的殿。
Josiah loved God, therefore he edified God's temple.
重视，所以拨出金银来修理神的殿的破损。
Because to him, God's house was important. He gave money to the temple for it to be repaired.
也因为有这样的重视
，because of this importance he gave to God，
才在神的殿中找到了律法书啊。
It was that he found the book of law in God's temple.
所以我们希望找到神对我们生命当中的期待。
Do we seek to find what expectation God has towards us？
我们希望找到人生来世上一遭真正的价值。
Do we wish to find a true value in this life that we live？
有时候你想想，你到底活着干什么
？Maybe we can think why do we live？
拼命赚钱，赚钱，赚钱，然后呢
？We make money and after we make money and what else？
你有本事你带走啊
！Can you take it with you？
哇，那个要死的时候要埋的时候啊，把你的银行存款，什么把你的地契、房契啊，全部你都带走啊
！Would you do any good so that your bank statements, your real estate contracts are buried with you？
然后你要带去哪里？
what after that?
哦，所以啊，你走的时候你带不走啊。
You cannot take anything when you go.
哦，所以有时候我们活了一生啊，我们到底在为了什么？
So we live long lives for what in the end?
传道书里面告诉我们啊。
Ecclesiastes tells us.
那传道书里面说有一个人啊。
Ecclesiastes tells us about a certain person.
拼命工作，拼命工作，拼命工作。
He worked through his life, toiled and labored hardly.
没有家人，孩子也离开他了。
He had no family, his children left.
因为大家都受不了他，他只爱钱啊，其他都不爱啊。
No one could stand his love for money alone.
所以啊，无妻无子啊，大家都离开了。
Without a spouse, without children, everyone forsook him.
啊，在他年老的时候，哦。
But when he became old.
他说年老的时候突然问了一句话啊。
All of a sudden, a question came to him.
他说我这样子一辈辛劳，到底为了什么
？At all, with such burden, my entire life for what?
他说没有答案的。
And there was no answer.
他说这也是一种极大的痛苦啊。
In conclusion, this is a great suffering.
他说呀，弟兄姐妹啊。
So brothers and sisters.
请问你真的爱神吗
？Let me ask you, do you really love God?
你到底为了神的殿付出什么
？What have you given to God and His
temple? 你希望找到神的律法书吗
？Do you seek to find the book of law?
约西亚说你要先来到神的家中。
If you were to consult with Josiah, he will tell you come to God's house first.
重视神的殿。
And give importance to God's temple.
付出努力修理神殿的破口。
Give your all in all to repair the damages of the temple.
你就能够在神的家中找到改变你一生的律法书啊。
And then you'll be able to change the book that will transform your entire life.
所以啊，我们看到约西亚。
Therefore, we look unto Josiah.
约西亚的人生改变在哪里
？Where is the transformation in his life?
他不只爱神。
Not only did he love God.
他也付出行动修理神的殿。
But he actually took concrete action to fix God's temple.
啊，最后在殿中找到律法书啊。
At the end, in the midst of the temple, he found the book of the law.
我们看回来。列王记下的二十二章。
Let us return to Second Kings chapter 22.
列王记下的二十二章。
Second Kings chapter 22.
十一节。
Verse 11.
列王记下的二十二章第十一节。
Second Kings chapter 22 verse 11.
十一节，王听见律法书上的话，便撕裂衣服。十二节。
12.
吩咐祭司希勒家和沙番的儿子亚西干，米该亚的儿子雅格波，书记沙番。和王的臣仆亚撒亚说十三节
13.
你们去为我为民为犹大众人以这书上的话去求问神因为我们列祖没有听从这书上的言语没有照着书上所吩咐我们的去行于是神向我们大发烈怒啊！那在这里说啊，当约西亚得到这个律法书了
，When Josiah got his hands on this book of the law，
他说当他听见律法书上的话
，When he heard the book the words describing this book，
圣经里面讲说他撕裂衣服啊
，The Bible says that he tore his garments。
啊，在以前呢、啊，以前的人呢，他们撕裂衣服啊
，Before in the past other people tore their garments，
是什么意思呢
？What does this mean？
代表着一种极大的痛苦啊
，It represents an scorching pain。
哦，所以当他们有像是有。有丧事吼，家里有人死掉了。
So、for instance, during a funeral, so the passing of loved ones.
那个人痛苦啊，丧家痛苦，有时候会撕裂衣服啊。
When those who lost their loved ones and felt a great deal of pain, they would tear their clothes.
哦，像他们以前有时候打仗打输了，很痛苦，也会撕裂衣服哦。
For example, in the past, when they were defeated in battle, they felt anguish about it, they tore their clothes.
他说撕裂衣服是代表一种极大的痛苦啊。
The tearing of the clothes represents a great pain.
啊，但是啊，约西亚为什么撕裂衣服
？But why did Josiah tear his garments?
这里讲说他读到这个约书听完看完以后就撕裂衣服了。
He was told that after listening to the word describing this book and after reading it, he tore his clothes.
为什么痛苦
？Why was he suffering？
因为他发觉了他们苦难的根源呐、啊。
He discovered the source of their suffering.
从他的父亲、先祖一代一代的以色列人为什么如此受苦
？From his father's house, his ancestors' house, he now found the reason why they were oppressed constantly.
因为他们没有神的道理。
And the answer is because they had no God's word.
因为他们在神的律法上无知。
Because they were ignorant about God's word.
所以无知是有代价。
Ignorance means that we have to pay a price.
我们今天有时候基督徒啊不爱读圣经啊。
As Christians, sometimes we don't like to read the Bible.
我们就觉得说啊，我是基督徒啊，我有去教会啊，我没有犯法，那我就可以啦。
Feel like we're Christians, we go to church, we don't commit any crimes, that is good enough.
我最近在读一篇文章哦。
Lately, I came across an article.
那文章看了以后，它是哦有一个机构对全美国的基督徒的抽样检查。
This article is actually an examination of different Christian organizations.
很多美国是个基督教国家啊，现在不太是的。
The United States is, or rather used to be a Christian nation.
美国原本是基督教立国的、
啊。In its founding time, it was a Christian nation.
啊，但美国到现在还是很多人都说自己是基督徒啊。
Nowadays, many people profess to be Christians.
啊，但是啊，这个机构啊就做了一个对基督徒基本圣经知识的调查。
Very interesting, this organization did a survey about basic biblical biblical knowledge for those who self called Christians.
他说那个研究报告一出来啊，大家都昏倒了。
After all the statistics were run and the report came out, it was quite the results were quite dismaying.
啊，他们抽样抽了几千个基督徒来做来做这个 survey 哦，做这个调查哦。
They took a few thousand random samples of Christians to make the survey.
他说80%的所谓基督徒
，80% of the so called Christians
十诫背不出来
，could not recite the Ten Commandments.
他说65%以上的基督徒
，more than 65% of these Christians，
他们以为索多玛、俄摩拉是一对夫妻呀、啊。
So the Sodom and Gomorrah were husband and wife.
他说哇，当你去问了这些所谓的基督徒啊
，So when you ask questions to these so called Christians，
他们对圣经的知识道理几乎是零啊。
They have absolutely no clue about the Bible whatsoever.
虽然每个礼拜都在去每个星期天他们都去教会
，although every Sunday they go to church，
啊，但是他们讲的大部分都是社会福音。
What they speak about is societal gospel.
啊，要做好人啊
，be a good person，
有爱心啊。
And be loving.
神爱你啊，你爱神啊。
God loves you and you love God.
信耶稣有福气、恩典、平安、喜乐啊。
Believe in God and blessings and grace will abound.
啊，信仰当中大部分他们在教会大部分就听这个啊。
So they go to church to listen to these sort of words.
他说呀，到最后这个写这篇文章的人就做了一个结论。
So in the end, the people who ran the survey made a conclusion.
他说美国这个社会为什么会越来越偏离了圣经的基本价值
？Why is it that the American society has gone so far astray from the biblical values and teachings?
很简单的、啊，因为他们根本不知道什么是圣经的。
Simple because they don't even know what those values and teachings are.
很简单，因为他们更不知道自己信仰在信什么、啊。
Very simple because they don't know what they're believing in.
啊，所以信仰成为一种习惯。
Therefore, faith has become an ingrained habit.
啊，聚会成为一种社交场所。
And coming to service have become a social gathering.
信主多年，实际不知道。
Believing for many years, there is no clue what the Ten Commandments might be.
圣经人物不清楚。
And they are not familiar with any biblical character.
有九成的基督徒，十二使徒念不出五个啊，念不超过五个啊。
90% of the Christians couldn't recite even five apostles.
这也叫做基督徒啊。
And they were so called Christians.
我说呀，因为没有道理，所以不知道自己得罪神。
Because there is no knowledge of the word, one doesn't know that they sin against God.
因为无知，所以得罪神，所以活在罪中却不知道。
Because of ignorance, we live in sin without knowing it.
所以当王听见律法书上的话
，When Josiah heard the word from the book of law,
眼睛开了
，His eyes were open.
突然发觉说。原来自己过去是错的。
And all of a sudden he realized that he was wrong in the past.
所以突然发觉自己活在罪中也不知道。
He suddenly realized that he dwelt in sin without knowing it.
得罪神都不知道。
He offended God without knowing it.
所以痛苦就撕裂衣服啦。
And because of this pain and suffering, he tore his clothes.
说弟兄姐妹啊，道理你要不要学啊？
Brothers and sisters, do you think it's worth to know God's word?
保罗说有人信主多年不懂道理啊。
Paul says that some people believe for years without knowing the truth.
所以到最后啊，得罪神偏离真道却不知之。
And in the end, they sin against God, they depart from the truth without knowing it.
哦，所以今天道理呈现在你的面前。
Therefore, the truth is right in front of you.
神已经把圣经交到我们的手中。
God has given the Bible to you in your hand.
请问你看了以后能不能会不会撕裂衣服啊
？Let me ask you, after reading, after hearing, do you tear your clothes?
哦，看到以后觉得痛苦。
After you see it, you feel pain.
有的人啊，读圣经是没有感觉的。
But some people read the Bible and become desensitized.
聚会觉得非常的辛苦。
They come to service and it is a great ordeal for them.
到底还有多久啊
？How much time there is left?
啊，每次一到教会又觉得压力很大。
When they come to church, they feel pressure.
啊，不来又心里良心不安。
If they don't come, then they feel something wrong inside.
哦，所以啊，虽然有来教会啊。
So although yes, they physically come.
啊，但是啊，总是在那种忍耐到底必然得救的心态下来聚会的。
They come in this so-called "endure to the end, you shall be saved" mentality.
快了，快了。
Almost time.
我已经到一间教会啊。
Once I went to a certain church.
哎，教会，你看，通常我们教会聚会的时候啊。时钟都是摆在最后面啊。
Normally, the clock is placed on the wall on the back of the congregation.
为什么
？Why?
因为时钟不是给你们看的。
Because the clock is not for you to look at.
时钟是给我看的。
The clock is for me.
啊，好了啊，这不要太过分啊，差不多时间到了啊，该下去了。
All right, it's for me to say, okay, I can't be too outrageous. Time is almost up. I need to stop.
哦，所以那个聚会到一半呢、啊，常常往头抬往后看呢、啊，还要装作一副这样子很不小心的看一下的、哦。
So some people turn around and feign to be looking at something else, but they're really looking at the time.
自己检讨一下、啊。
I think about it if you are one of those.
那个时钟是给我看的啊。
But that's a clock in the back
for me. 哎，但是有一次我到一间教会哦。
Once I went to a certain church.
那我就看到一个很有趣的现象啊。
So I saw a very interesting phenomenon.
它不止后面有时钟哦。
No, there was a clock in the back.
前面也摆了一个啊。
But in the front there was also another clock.
为什么
？Why?
信徒要求啊。
It was by the request of the members.
信徒要求啊，他们要知道现在几点。
They requested a clock so they could check the time themselves.
哦，所以啊，时间到了叫传道赶快下台。
So that they could request the preacher to come down when the time was up.
我说，有些人啊，虽然人有在聚会，但是心不在这里啊。
Although some people come to service, their hearts seem to have been left at home.
啊，虽然得到律法书，但是从 从来不撕裂心肠啊。
Or they received the book of the law, they failed to tear the clothes.
啊，觉得啊，何等的繁琐啊，到底要讲到什么时候啊？
They feel how fastidious is the sermon, when will it ever end?
哎，但是圣经里面讲说，有些人听到道理以后啊，扎心啊。
But the Bible says that some people upon hearing the word feel constrained.
我们来看一下使徒行传啊。
Let us turn to Acts.
使徒行传。
Acts.
我们看使徒行传的第二章啊。
Acts chapter 2.
37节
Verse 37
使徒行传的第二章37节啊
Acts chapter 2 verse 37
啊37节他说众人听见了这话就觉得扎心就对彼得和其余的使徒说弟兄们我们当怎样行啊那这里是彼得啊他们在圣灵降临以后起来布道啊
After the descent of the Holy Spirit Peter arose and gave a sermon
他说啊当彼得一布道啊那个圣灵一感动啊众人觉得扎心啊
As he was delivering the sermon the people were touched they were cut to the heart
那众人觉得扎心就寻找改变的契机
People were cut to the heart and they felt to find a reason to change
啊因为寻找改变的机会所以最后就得到了救恩的就走上救恩的道路
Because they saw that opportunity to change in the end they walk in the way of salvation
从哪里开始
And how did it all start
从听道理觉得扎心开始啊
started from being touched upon hearing the word
所以我们今天啊今天聚会要觉得扎心啊
So when we listen to the word in service let us feel touched
啊但是啊要扎自己的心啊
But if we feel touched it is our own heart that needs to be touched
不要听完道理上去扎别人的心啊
We don't listen to the word to go and pierce others hearts
哇传道今天就在讲你哦
The preacher was talking about you know that
你自己要检讨一下
You need to meditate upon your actions
老师让传道来骂你
Because the preacher is always talking about you
没有啦传道讲的是你啊
No it is you who I'm talking
我们听道理要为自己听啊
We listen to the sermon for our own edification
不要常常帮别人听道理啊
We don't listen in order to criticize others
啊然后啊用圣经的话来骂人
And then take the words of the Bible to insult others
哦有一次啊有一对夫妻吵架啊
And once it was a humble smart who got into a quarrel
那夫妻也是很厉害啊两个信仰都 两个圣经都很熟啊用圣经的话来互骂啊
Both of them were very familiar with the Bible so in some sort of context they try to insult each other with biblical words
啊那最后啊那个太太就跟先生讲啊你这个坏人神的杖要落在恶人的头上、啊、
And the wife started the context saying may God's gold be upon your head
啊所以啊有时候啊你听完道理以后是专门去砸别人的心啊
So we learn God's word somehow to pierce others' hearts
为别人听道理
We listen the word for others
拿神的道理去教训别人
We use God's word in order to instruct other people
错啦请你砸自己的心啊
That is wrong Pierce your own heart instruct yourself
撕裂自己的心肠不要去撕裂别人的衣服啊
Tear your own heart and soul Do not tear other people's clothes
所以啊在这里说王听见了就撕裂衣服
When the king heard the word of the book of the law He tore his clothes
然后呢
And then
他说你们去求问祭司求问先知到底要怎么办啊
He said go inquire of the prophet and of the priest what to do
所以啊我们今天呢、啊、不要只是撕裂衣服啊
So today let us not stop at the state of tearing our clothes
你说听到道理你扎心然后呢
You hear the sermon you are touched and then what
你说聚会认识到自己的错误然后呢
You have come to know your own wrongdoing during the sermon so what
你做了什么
What is your action?
你来到神面前啊，对不起，我悔改，然后我哭泣。
You come to God and say, I'm sorry, I repent, and then you cry.
啊，然后我聚会完，擦干眼泪，回家继续犯罪。
And after service, you wipe your tears dry, go home and continue sinning.
这有什么意义啊
？What is the meaning of this?
所以啊，有时候我们跟教会的一些活动的时候，跟学生讲啊
，During some spiritual events, we tell our students,
你不要每年回来就是悔改、悔改、悔改、悔改啊。
And always come back each single time and repent about the same thing.
人要不要悔改
？Do we need to repent?
要，人要为自己的软弱在神面前悔改。
We do. We need to apologize to God for our wrongdoing.
但是如果你每年都为一样的事情悔改
，But if each single reason we repent, each single year we repent for the same reason.
这不叫悔改啊
！This is not really repentance.
这个叫逃避自己的软弱啊
！This is just escaping our weakness.
以悔改作为自己的借口
，We take repentance as an excuse.
叫做没有长进的信仰
，Because we do not grow in our faith.
哎，我今年为一样的事情，我今年犯罪悔改，明年还是一样，后年还是一样，反正我就有在悔改啊
！This year, dear God, I repent because of this. Next year, I repent for the same thing and the following also because it is constant repentance
结果信主多年了还是为一样的事情在软弱
So after believing many years each single year we are weak for the same reason
这个不叫谦卑悔改
This is not repentance with humility
这个叫做信仰软弱
This is to be weak
这叫做不知长进
This is to not grow
所以啊当你今天啊到神面前撕裂衣服觉得痛苦
When we feel pain and we tear our clothes in the presence of God
你又做了什么
Then what do we do
那在这里说啊我们要去求问祭司找到解决问题的方法
Here we are told what we should do. We need to seek the priest and find a resolution.
就像我们刚刚所念的经节
So just like the verse we read.
他说大家就问彼得说，他说这众人的心就，他说啊被 觉得扎心啊，听到道理觉得扎心啊。
The people heard the word that Peter delivered and were cut to the heart.
他们就问彼得说，弟兄啊，我们要怎么样行才能得救啊？
So they asked them, brethren, what shall we do to be saved?
重点是第二句啊。
What matters is the second part.
你如果只是觉得扎心，
we only feel cut to the heart.
今天扎心，明天扎心，后天扎心。
Then you can be cut to the heart today, tomorrow, whenever.
我告诉你啊，多扎几次你就没感觉了。
And I tell you, after you are cut many times, you don't feel it anymore.
那真的是这样子啊，人会习惯的。
This is true. We adapt to our environment.
啊，你有感觉。你还活着啊？
You have the feeling that you're alive.
那久了以后啊，扎扎扎扎死了，你就没感觉了。
After a long time of constant repeating, you can be pierced and cut and you don't feel anything.
所以啊，当我们今天啊，觉得扎心啊，
So if we feel cut to the heart,
问题是下一步你要做什么啊？
Well, we should ask ourselves, what shall I do now?
说众人就问彼得说，我们当如何行才能得救啊？
The people ask Peter, what shall we do to be saved?
约西亚说啊，你们去求问先知。找到神要我们做的方法。
Like what Josiah commanded them, saying, "Go find the priest, go find the prophet, and see what we shall do."
所以我们不要只是扎心。
Therefore, let us not stop at the stage of being cut to the heart.
不要只有撕裂衣服。
Let us not only tear our clothes.
我们更要进一步的追求改变，付出行动。
But we need to pursue concrete action, concrete change.
十三节啊
，verse 13。
我们看回来列王记下的22:13。
Second Kings chapter 22, verse 13。
十三节
，13.
他说：“你们去为我、为民、为以色、为犹大众人，以这书上的话求问神呐。”那在这里啊，约西亚讲了一句话哦。
Josiah here gave a command.
他说：“不是只有为我。”
He didn't say do this for me.
他说：“你们要去求问。”
He said inquire.
为什么
？Why？
为我、为民、为众人呐。
Because I, the people, all Judah has a need.
因为约西亚知道自己的这个动作非常重要。
Josiah knew this action was very important.
他改变的不是只有自己的人生。
He was not only changing his own life.
他还改变了他后代子孙的命运。
But he also changed the fate of all his descendants.
还有改变了整个以色列人所要面对的环境。
Moreover, he changed the future environment that Judah will face.
所以当他去求问神的时候，
So when he inquired of God,
他不是只有为自己求问啊。
Not only he inquired for his own sake.
他说这不是只有为我。
Because he realized it was not only
for himself. 为我、为民、为犹大众人，我们要去求问神啊。
It was for him, for the people, and for all Judah. He inquired of God.
那这让我想到说啊，尼希米也曾经讲过类似的话啊、
哦。This made me think of what Nehemiah said once.
我们来看一下尼希米记的第四章。
Let us turn to Nehemiah chapter 4.
尼希米记的第四章。
Nehemiah chapter 4.
尼希米记的第四章第十四节啊。
Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 14.
十四节。
Verse 14.
他在这里说，我查看了就起来对贵胄官长和其余的人说，不要怕他们，当纪念主是大而可畏的，你们要为弟兄儿女妻子家产征战哦。所以在这里啊，尼希米啊跟以色列百姓讲啊，
Here Nehemiah tells the Israelite congregation,
我说你们今天起来征战，
Here arise and fight,
你们来建造城池，
and build the walls,
你们来保卫家园，
build the city and protect your houses.
我说不是只有为你自己而已啊，
but do it not only for yourself.
我说为你的妻子儿女家产你要拼命啊，
do it for your brethren, for your sons, for your daughters.
就像约西亚讲说，为了百姓，为了犹大众人啊。
Just in the same way, he said, "Go inquire for me, for the people, for the all Judah."
我们要去求问神啊。
We need to inquire of God.
所以这里在告诉我们什么
？And what is the message behind this?
说我们今天信仰的一个决定。
This is our decision today.
我们今天的一个决定影响的是我们的家人，甚至我们的教会啊。
Our decision influences not only ourselves but our families and even the church, perhaps.
有时候我们觉得啊，人生决定是我来决定的、啊。
Sometimes we think that we have control over our lives.
我们觉得说一些决定有就影响我自己啊。
We feel that the decision influences ourselves.
我要去哪里工作
？Where should I work?
我要住在哪里
？Where should I live?
我要跟谁结婚
？Who should I marry?
我们有时候觉得啊，身旁的人很烦、很吵、很啰嗦啊。
We feel that other people are just annoying.
觉得教会管太多，家人干涉太多。
We feel that our family and the church are too nosy.
而却不知道说，有时候我们有些选择是影响自己、影响家人，甚至影响教会的、啊。
Sometimes we ignore the fact that our decisions sometimes influences our families and even the church.
有些信徒啊，他们为了工作的缘故搬得离教会很远啊。
Some members for work reasons move far away from church.
我们不要讲说他是故意的啦。
We don't say that they do that on purpose.
因为我也遇到有些信徒是故意要离教会很远啊。
I do encounter members that live far away from church on purpose.
我说为什么
？And I wonder why.
他说这样子啊，安息日早上就不会有人催我起来聚会啦。
They say, well, this way during Sabbath morning, no one would rush me to service.
我就睡到十点半、十一点，走到就起床以后啊，打开电脑，网路聚会，就躺在沙发。
So during the morning at 10, 11, whatever I please, I can wake up, hit play on my computer, and lie on my sofa.
没有人啰嗦。
No one bothers me.
没有人要求。
Nobody requires anything.
那我轻松快乐，轻松快乐手挽起呀。
So every day it is relaxing. Every day is happy.
所以有些人是故意离教会比较远。
Some people move far away from church on purpose.
这些人我们就不讲了。
For those people, there is nothing much to say.
但是我们今天人生在做选择的时候。
But today when we make decisions.
你要选择，你要住在，你要来做什么工作。
We can't decide, for example, what sort of job to take.
你选择你要住在哪里。
We decide where we live.
你不要以为说这些选择只跟你一个人有关系呀。
Don't think that these decisions are only relevant to you.
它不只是跟你有关系。
Because they don't relate to yourself.
说啊，跟我、跟家人、跟教会都有关系呀。
They actually influence your family members and the church.
那我最近在跟一个信徒聊天啊。
Lately, I have been conversing with a member.
他跟我说他现在很后悔啊。
They tell me that they feel some regret now.
他说啊，当初他为什么搬到外州去哦？
They explained to me why they moved out of state in the beginning.
因为外州的房子便宜。
It is because the house prices are lower.
他说一样的钱我会住很大的房子。
They reasoned, well, if I live out of state with the same amount of money, I can buy a bigger house.
他说外州的薪水比较高。
They say the out of state salaries are higher.
不像这里竞争这么激烈。
Competition is not as fierce as here.
所以他说啊，当初他的选择就是很简单啊。
So they told me, well, our decision was very easy.
薪水高，生活环境好，为什么不呢？
High salary, but living environment, why not?
至于说离教会要八个小时，他说这个没有在他考虑范围里面。
In terms of eight-hour drive to church, that was not their consideration.
他说没有关系啊，我就网络聚会啊。
They told me doesn't matter, I just hear sermons online.
没有关系啊，我就在家里自己读经啊。
Doesn't matter, read the Bible at home.
他觉得说没有什么关系啊。
They felt that it didn't really matter.
他说啊，反正我不管到哪里，神都跟我同在。
Because they thought, well, wherever I go, God is with me anyway.
但是他说现在很后悔啊。
But now they said that they regret that.
为什么？
Why?
因为他的孩子。
Because of their children.
那他孩子从小没有接触教会的环境。
Their children never encountered church environment in their growth.
他的其他孩子从来没有任何教会的朋友。
Their children didn't grow up with church friends.
他的孩子从来没有参加过任何教会的活动。
Their children never joined any spiritual events.
所以孩子渐渐长大了。
So the children grew.
想要自己教导信仰非常困难。
It was quite difficult to instill any sense of faith.
想要鼓励他去参加学生联会不可能，孩子不肯离开。
This person tried to encourage them to go to a student's regular vacation. It was impossible.
为什么？因为没有参加过啊。
Why? Because they didn't have any past experience.
因为谁都不认识啊。
Because they didn't know anyone at church.
所以啊，孩子年纪越大，离教会越来越远啊。
So the bigger the children grew, the farther they grew away from church.
父母亲非常担心，但是没有办法，改变不了啊。
The parents are worried, but what could they do?
所以他说非常后悔啊。
So for this, they felt regret.
一个选择影响他的孩子啊。
A very single decision influenced the lives of their children.
所以我们今天有时候觉得说啊，哎呀，这个选择啊，没有关系啦。
So when we're faced with choices today, we feel it doesn't matter.
是的，你可能可以维持你的信仰。
It is true, maybe you can still subsist in your faith.
你有想过你的孩子、你的孙子、你的后代子孙吗？
But did you think about the entirety of faith of your family, of your descendants?
今天你的一个选择
，your decision today，
使得你的孩子对信仰陌生
，determines the fact that your children are absolute strangers to our faith.
更不要讲你的孙子可能根本不认识教会。
How about your grandchildren? They wouldn't even know what church you go to.
所以啊，我们今天在打这场属灵的战争。
Today we fight the spiritual battle.
这个在这里哦，约西亚说：“为我、为民、为以犹大众人啊。”
Josiah says, "Inquire of God for me, for all the people."
尼希米说：“为我们、为我们的儿女、为我们的妻子来征战啊。”
Nehemiah says, "Fight for your children, for your siblings, for your brethren."
所以我们今天啊，记得啊，你的选择影响你的家人。
So remember that your decisions influence your entire family.
你重视信仰，你的儿女才会在主里长大。
If you give importance to faith, only then will your children grow in the Lord.
所以你今天重视什么？
Therefore, what is important to you in your life?
你今天选择的时候有没有思考一下？
Do you think about these things when you make decisions?
我们看回来列王记下的二十二章。
Let us return to 2 Kings chapter 22.
二十二章。
Chapter 22.
十六节。
Verse 16.
列王记下的二十二章十六节。
Second Kings chapter 22 verse 16。
十六节。
16。
神如此说：我必照着犹大王和读这书上的一切话我必照着犹大王所读这书上的一切话，降祸与这地和其上的居民。十七节。
17。
因为他们离弃我，向别神烧香。用他们的手所做的惹我发怒，所以我的愤怒必然向这地发作，总不止息呀。在这里哦，他们去求问先知啊。
Here they inquire of the prophet.
那这个女先知就回答啦。
And this prophetess replied.
她说这是神所说的。
This is what the Lord has said.
她说啊，你们所读到这书上的一切话。
You have read the words of this book of the law.
我要照着这书上的话来刑罚以色列人。
According to it, I will punish the Israelites.
为什么
？Why？
十七节说，因为他们离弃我啊。
Verse 17, for they have forsaken me.
她说人受苦为什么
？Why do people suffer？
为 什么人遭灾？
Why is it that people face consequences for their actions?
为什么人被神所弃绝？
Why is it that people are left aside by God?
在这里告诉我们说，因为你们弃绝我啊。
Here we have the reason, for you have forsaken me.
背弃神是人的选择。
To forsake God is a human decision.
同时选择的结果是人必须要去承担的。
The consequence of forsaking God is that people need to be responsible for the blame.
我们今天的人很喜欢把责任都推就到别人的身上。
Today we love to blame others for whatever wrong happens.
好，你为什么像现在的法律哦？
Just like the law nowadays.
你为什么杀人？
Why is it that you murdered?
因为我小时候我爸爸打我。
And some criminals might say because my father abused me when I was young.
那是你爸爸不好哦。
So your dad was bad.
没事，那跟你没有关系啊。
Okay, that is sort of acceptable.
是不是我们现在的社会啊，就是推究责任的社会啦。
Isn't how society works? You blame others and everything is fine.
永远是别人不好。
It is always someone else's fault.
永远是别人的错。
It is always someone who did wrong.
所以我们常常活在一种责怪别人、推脱责任的世界里面。
So we live in this world where all the blame comes. Be cast on others, and we are all fine.
甚至有些人呐、啊，那个行为恶劣啊，那个信主多年行为还是很恶劣啊。
Some people might still act cruelly after believing in Christ for many years.
那有时候有一次啊，我在跟一个老信徒讲话。
Once I was chatting with an elderly member.
我说哇，你信主信这么多年，怎么还是啊开口就骂脏话呢
？And I asked them quite frankly, you believe for many years. Why is it that your mouth is so bad and dirty?
为什么你脾气还是这么坏呢
？Why is it that your temper is so short?
为什么还是常常跟人家吵架呢
？Why is it that you get in so many fights?
你知道跟我讲什么吗
？Do you know what they said to me?
他说哇，因为神就是照我这样啊。
Because God made me this way.
谁的错？
Who is wrong?
哇，神不好啊！神在谁叫神造我一个嘴巴这么坏啊？
It is God. God has a problem because He created me with this mouth that lasts to insult.
是不是责任都是别人的？
Isn't it true? Everyone else has a blame.
我们永远都是无辜的。
And we are always sinless and perfect.
我说呀，人基督徒啊，有两个最常犯的毛病啊。
Christians committed two faults the most often.
不是，我们常常把事情都说这是神的旨意。
We always say, "Oh, it is God's will."
或者是说。这是魔鬼作为。
Or we say it is the work of Satan.
所以啊，我们常常把神人生所遇到的事情都归类在这两种。
So everything that happens in our lives, especially when we encounter, we say it is God or it is Satan's fault.
为什么你人生啊，哇，那个离神越来越远啊
？Why is it that you are going farther and farther from God？
为什么啊，你啊搬得离教会越来越远、啊、
？Why is it that you live so far from church？
神的旨意啊，谁叫神给我这个工作
？It is God's will. He gave me that work. What could I do？
为什么啊，你还是一样犯罪呢
？Why is it that you still continue to sin？
没有啦，魔鬼害我的啦。
And no, it was Satan who caused me to
sin. 所以啊，我们今天呢、啊，基督徒很喜欢把责任都推到神跟推到魔鬼的身上。
So as Christians, we give the blame either to Satan or to God.
到最后就是什么？我没有责任，与我无关。
And the end, we didn't do anything, we were blameless.
那在这里啊，神跟约西亚讲哦。
But here God tells Josiah.
他说：“你知道你的祖先为什么受苦吗
？”Do you know what your ancestors suffered?
你知道为什么你们在这个流奶与蜜的地上面代代受苦吗
？Do you know why you suffered generation after generation in the land flowing with milk and honey?
为什么以前你们践踏在脚下的敌人成为你们的主人呢
？Why is it that the enemy that used to trample now are your lords?
他说：“因为你们离弃我啊。”
And the answer is because you have forsaken me.
你有那个胆子做这个选择，你就去承受它的结果啊。
If you dare to make such a decision, then be brave enough to face the outcome.
我不要再怪别人啊。
I do not blame others.
因为到最后审判日的时候
，because in the end, in the judgment day.
当你站在神的面前
，when you face God,
你可以把所有的信仰失败的责任全部都推就到别人身上。
Yes, you can try to blame others for the failures in your faith.
因为某某人呢没有给我留下好的榜样。
You can say, "Oh, such a person gave me a bad example."
因为某某人又引诱我离开道理
，such a sort of person enticed me to depart from the truth。
那这都没有用的
，but it will not work。
因为每个人要为自己的人生信仰负责任
，because each person will give an account for their own lives。
那圣经里面讲一句话
，the Bible says to us，
他说啊，使人啊绊倒人的有祸喽。
Woe to them who cause others to stumble.
你如果害别人跌倒，你有祸哦。
If you cause others to stumble, woe to you indeed.
但是其实他少了一句哦。
But there is a phrase a little missing there.
或者是不用写了，不用写出来哦。
It's actually implied. They don't need to say it.
绊倒人的有祸喽。
Woe to those who cause others to stumble.
所以啊，叫我们不要去绊倒别人哦。
Therefore, we are told not to make others stumble.
你有没有想到说，还有一个问题啊
？But do you ever think that there is another question to be answered?
那个被绊倒的呢
？How about those who were stumbled?
怎么没有讲那个被绊倒的人怎么办呢
？The Bible doesn't say. It seems that what happened to the person who was stumbled.
被绊倒就不用写了。
To those who were stumbled, there is no need to say anything.
为什么不用写了？因为不记在里面了。
Why? Because they don't even count.
你已经被绊倒了。
You already fell. You are done.
倒了。
You are done.
死了。
You're dead.
那还有什么好写的
？So it doesn't matter what happens to you.
我说呀，圣经里面写说绊倒人的有祸咯。
So the Bible says, woe to those who cause others to stumble.
但是你有没有想过被绊倒那个祸更大啊
？But did you ever think about what happens to the one who stumbled? Are they not even more unfortunate?
我有时候遇到一个很有趣的信徒哦。
Once I encountered a very interesting member.
不 肯来教会。
Who didn't want to come to church?
很生气啊，跟一个信徒吵架。
Because he got into some sort of argument with another member.
我就问他说啊，你为什么不来教会、啊、
？So I asked, why is it that you come to church?
他说因为那个谁谁谁得罪我了。
Because that person did this to me.
啊，我说啊，他得罪你了，你就不要理他嘛，你来教会你不要理他嘛。
I try to use the treasure the same way. If they offended you, just ignore them.
他说我不行。
They said no, it doesn't work that way.
我要报复他，我要给他好看。
I wanna see them pay the price for it.
所以呢，我要让他把我绊倒。
Because of that, I will cause them to stumble me.
你看哦，因为他我没有来教会哦。
I want to cause a situation that so everyone knows that because of them I don't come to church.
圣经上写说绊倒人的有祸了，我要让他有祸。
The Bible says that woe to them who cause others to stumble, so I want that to happen to them.
为什么那个信徒真的哦理解圣经非常有趣哦。
It is quite interesting to interpret that one this man.
我要让他倒霉。
I want them to run out of luck.
所以我要让他把我绊倒。
I want them to make me stumble.
然后啊，哇，神就用个大磨石绑着他的脖子，把他丢到海里去。
So that God puts a millstone on their neck and drowns them in the sea.
哎，你有没有想说那个被绊倒的怎么办？
But did you ever think about what happens to those who worship?
为什么圣经不写？
Why does the Bible doesn't record what happened to them?
不用写嘛，死了有什么好写的？
Because they don't need, they are dead, they are done.
哦，所以啊，我们今天呢、啊，不要把责任堆就到别人身上啊。
For today, it doesn't work if we blame others.
这里圣经里面啊，神对约西亚讲。说因为以色列人选择离弃我啊。
God tells Josiah, the Israelites chose to forsake me.
因为你们选择向别神烧香。
Because you chose to offer incense to other gods.
你既然敢选，你就要敢付出代价啊。
If you wanted that choice, then you want the outcome.
哦，所以啊，弟兄姐妹啊，信仰的责任，信仰的选择在你的身上。
Brothers and sisters, your hand is a part to decide what to do with your faith.
啊，但是不要忘记啊，选择的代价跟责任也是在你的身上啊。
But you don't forget that you need to be responsible for the outcome and pay the price for
your choice. 你有没有预备好要付出这个代价？
Are you ready to pay the price for your decisions?
你有没有思考过那个你所选择的结果？
Have you thought about the outcome of your choices?
在这里讲说是你自己选的、啊。
Here it is said you have forsaken me.
哦，所以啊，我们今天不要推究责任。
So today it does not pay to blame others.
要仔细思考啊。
We need to re-examine ourselves.
哦，所以路加福音里面啊、哦。
Therefore, in the book of Luke,
主耶稣讲了一个比喻啊。
Jesus said a parable.
他说啊，要走这条天国的道路哦。
He said this parable is concerning the way to the heavenly kingdom.
他说你要先坐下来计算清楚啊。
He said, in order to walk the way of heaven, we need to sit down and calculate.
哦，好像一个人在盖房子啊。
Similarly to building a house.
你要先算清楚哦。
You need to make careful calculations before you set off.
不要到最后啊，哇，开始开工盖了，结果盖不完了，很丢脸啊。
Lest you break ground and in the middle of building the foundation, run out of money.
浪费钱。
It is a waste of money.
达不到任何的效果。
And it doesn't reach any goal.
他说信仰的路也是这样。
The same thing applies to your journey of faith.
当你决定要洗礼，走上这条信仰的道路。
When you decide to follow Jesus and be baptized.
你最好先坐下来算清楚啊。
You better sit down and calculate what will happen to the rest of your life.
既然要走，你就把它走完。
If you want to walk this way, you need to walk it to the end.
而既然要盖房，就把它盖好。
If you want to build a house, you need to build it properly.
啊，既然想要进天国，你就要努力。
If you need to enter the heavenly kingdom, you need to strive to enter it.
为你自己的选择负责。
And be responsible for your own decision.
最后我们看回来列王记下的22章哦。
Let us return to 2 Kings chapter 22.
22章。
Chapter 22.
19节。
Verse 19.
列王记下的22章的第19节。
Second Kings chapter 22 verse 19。
他说：“就是听见我指着这地和其上居民所说的话，我要使这地变成荒场，民受诅咒的话，你便心里敬服，在我面前自卑，撕裂衣服向我哭泣。因此，我应允了你。这是我主说的。”20节。
20。
我必使你平平安安的归到坟墓。到你列祖那里，我要降给这地的一切灾祸，你必不至亲眼看见。他们就回复王去了。哦，那这里是这个先知对他所说的最后一段话哦。
This is the last words that the prophet delivered to the king.
那这个国王啊，真的是很好啊。
This king was actually really good.
那这个约西亚看到律法书啊，撕裂衣服非常痛苦啊。
Josiah heard the word from the book of the law, tore his clothes and suffered honestly.
所以他们来寻找神的旨意，要明白神的道理。
And because of that, he sought to understand God's will and understand God's way.
啊，但是到最后啊，神跟他说哈、哦。
In the end, God said to him.
他说啊，这书上所说的灾祸必会临到。
The calamity recorded in this book shall come to pass.
为什么？
Why?
因为这是人的选择。
Because this is the result of man's decision.
你的选择一定会有它相应的代价。
Your decisions have a price to match.
啊，但是在这里啊，神却对约西亚讲哦。
But here God told Josiah.
他说，因为你撕裂衣服向我哭泣，所以我应允了你啊。
Because you tore your clothes and you cried in my presence, I have heard you.
就是你而已哦。
But only you.
你怎么样？你可以平 平安安的归到你列祖那里啊。
What shall happen to you return peacefully to the grave of your ancestors?
你的言必不见这样的灾祸啊。
Your eyes shall not see the calamity I shall bring forth.
所以我们现在在这个道德败落的世界。
Therefore, we live in a very morally corrupt society.
信仰的价值崩溃。
All moral standards are brought low.
但是在这个世代当中，你可以救你自己的啊。
But in this era, you can save yourself.
怎么救你自己？
How do you save yourself?
道理要明白，寻找神的律法书。
Understand God's word and seek the book of the law.
撕裂心肠，为自己的软弱痛苦。
Tear your heart and your soul and suffer for your own ruin.
求问先知来找到人生的道路。
Inquire the prophet where to find the way of life.
为自己的软弱哭泣。
Cry and weep for iniquities.
在神面前祈求。
In the front of God, plead for mercy.
重新得到力量。
And be re-strengthened.
可以的，你可以救你啊。
This is possible. You can save yourself.
世界可以混乱。
The world can do whatever it wants.
道德可以败落。
Morality can decay and decay.
但是你不需要跟着他们一起下去的。
But there is no need for you to follow them.
所以神对约西亚讲啊。
So God tells Josiah.
他说因为你哭泣
because you wept.
因为你撕裂衣服
because you tore your clothes.
因为你认识道理
because you know the word.
所以我应允你啊，你可以平平安安的去啊。
I've heard you, and you shall go peacefully.
弟兄姐妹啊
，brothers and sisters，
我们今天活的世代啊，是一个弯曲悖谬的世代。
Today we live in a very twisted and corrupt society.
社会上已经没有所谓的道德观念了。
There is no longer so-called morality in this world.
甚至很多基督徒啊，也是跟着世界一起堕落啊。
Many Christians go astray with the world.
圣经上的道理越来越糊涂。
And they are more blurry about what the Bible says.
明明很清楚的得救正路一直扭曲。
They constantly twist and go astray in the word of in the path of salvation the Bible records.
虽然世界是这样
，although the world acts in this way，
但是你不用这样。
You do not have to follow them.
约西亚神对约西亚讲说，你可以是不一样的。
God told Josiah, you can be different.
你可以平平安安的去。
You can go peacefully.
你不需要亲眼见到这些的灾祸。
You don't have to see this calamity with your own eyes.
你的祈祷，你的哭泣，我看见，我应允你啦。
I've seen and I've heard your prayers and your crying.
所以在这里提醒我们啊
，So here there's a reminder.
我们必须要在这个混乱的时代做末日的明灯。
In this chaotic society, we need to be like lights.
你不需要下去的。
We do not need to keep going down.
你不需要跟世界一起走。
We don't need to go with this world.
你可以有坚持。
We can persist in our faith.
如同约西亚一样啊
，Just like Josiah.
大家拜偶像，他一样坚持他的信仰。
Everyone worship idols, but he decided to persevere in his faith.
31年不变的信仰。
For 31 years, his faith did not change the slightest.
使得神应允他。
And making God hear him.
平平安安的去吧。
Allowing him to go peacefully.
但是同时这也是给我们每个人做一个提醒啊。
But this is also a warning to us.
只有谁可以平平安安的去？
Who is the one who can go peaceably?
很抱歉，只有约西亚一个人啊。
I apologize. Only one person, and that is Josiah.
他有没有讲说啊，约西亚，因为你的信心很好，你的儿子啊，平平安的去吧。
Did God say Josiah because your faith is good, your children, your grandchildren can go with you?
没有哦。
No.
这告诉我们什么？
What is the meaning of this?
每个人要为自己的信仰负责啊。
We need to give an account for our own faith.
我们来看一下以西结书的14章啊。
Let us turn to Ezekiel chapter 14.
以西结书的第十四章。
Ezekiel chapter 14.
以西结书的十四章
，Ezekiel chapter 14，
第十四节
，verse 14。
以西结书的十四章第十四节哦
，Ezekiel chapter 14 verse 14。
他说其中虽然有挪亚、但以理、约伯这三人，他们只能因自己的义救自己的命。这是主神说的16节
16.
虽有这三人在其中主说我指着我的永生启示他们的连儿带女都不能得救只能自己得救我们看17节
17.
或者我们使这刀剑离到这地刀剑啊要经过这地以致我将人和牲畜从其中剪出18节
18.
虽有这三人在其中主说我指着我的永生启示他们的连儿带女都不能得救只能自己得救20节
20.
虽有挪亚但以理约伯在其中神说我指着我的永生启示他们的连儿带女都不能得救只能因自己的义救自己的性命啊！那在这里啊，连续四次哦，短短的一章里面连续四次讲到哦。
In short time, four times in a row, the same thing is said.
他说啊，上古的三个义人啊。
There were three saints of old.
挪亚、约伯、但以理，三个义人啊。
Noah, Daniel, and Job, three righteous men from the Old Testament.
啊，但是圣经里面讲说他们的义。只能救自己的命啊
What the Bible said about them, the righteousness can only save themselves.
约西亚的忏悔只能使他自己平平安的去
Josiah's sorrow and repentance only cause himself to go in peace.
所以这是给我们每一个信徒一个警告啊
So this is a warning for us today.
啊，不管你的爸爸是谁啊
No matter who your dad is.
啊，不管你以前捐过多少地给教会啊
No matter how many land you gave to the church.
啊，不管啊，你的祖宗在教会里面成就多大的事工啊
No matter how much work did your ancestors do in church.
这都跟你没有关系啊
These things are unrelated to you, actually.
你只能因自己的义救你自己的性命啊。
You can only save yourself by your righteousness.
所以信仰要靠自己。
Therefore, in our faith, we can rely only on ourselves.
努力救自己的灵魂。
We need to strive to save our own souls.
所以啊，今天旁边的人可以帮助你。
The people outside, can help you.
帮你祷告。
The people next to you can pray for you.
常常提醒你。
The preacher can give you reminders.
用道理指教你。
And they can warn you with teaching.
但是到最后你能不能得救？
But in the end, whether you can be saved or not.
很抱歉啊，你自己的功夫啊。
I apologize, it's entirely up to you.
自己的功夫自己付出责任啊。
It's your work, your effort.
他说啊，约西亚只能救自己，让自己平平安的去啊。
Josiah could only save himself, and only he could go in peace.
挪亚、约伯、但以理只能因他们自己的义救自己的性命啊。
Noah, Daniel, and Job were able to save themselves only by the righteousness.
所以你也只能因自己的努力在信仰上自己得胜啊。
By the same token, by the same reason, you can save yourself only by working hard.
所以主耶稣讲啊。
So Jesus says.
他说天国是努力的人进去的啊。
Heaven is for those who strive to enter.
努力的人才能得着啊。
Only those who strive to enter in.
所以谁是努力的
？So who are those who strive?
谁可以得着
？Who can obtain the heavenly kingdom? It is me.
我可以得着。
It is I alone who can do it.
我要得着。
It is I who indeed.
所以我们每个人都要为自己的努力拼命啊，为自己的救恩拼命啊。
We have to strive with our very lives to be saved.
因为只有你可以救你自己。
Because only you can save yourself.
只有你可以使你信仰成功。
Only you can make your faith be triumphant.
只有你使你自己得到达到永生。
Only you can bring yourself to eternal life.
只有你可以紧紧抓住神。
Only you can grasp on tightly to God.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
241首。
241。
结束的祷告。
We're about to make our concluding prayer.
我们在祷告当中，求主耶稣带领我们每个人的脚步。
We pray, let us go to God, ask God to guide our steps.
啊，能够像约西亚一样，从一而终的信仰。
Let us be like Josiah, to persist in our faith from beginning to end.
啊，信仰不是比谁跑得快。
Faith is not a competition among us who runs the fastest.
信仰比的是要跑得完。
Faith is about finishing the race.
啊，所以我们要坚守自己所信的道。
Therefore, we need to persevere in the truth we have believed in.
看清自己所跑的方向。
See clearly where we are headed.
努力奔跑前方的路程
making the hardest effort to run towards the goal ahead.
啊，虽然生活当中啊，有时候会遇到一些挑战哦。
Although yes, we are challenged constantly in our lives.
那但是啊，圣经里面讲说，神不会把我们担不起的担子放在我们的身上。
The Bible gives a great consolation, which is that God will not add to our burdens we cannot carry.
神给我们的挑战一定是可以接受的。
The challenges that we receive are those that we can overcome.
也是可以成功的。
They are those that we can successfully negotiate.
所以我们求神赐给我们力量。
Therefore, let us ask God for strength.
在信仰的路上能够奔跑得好。
So that we can walk this way and walk it properly.
更能够跑得完。
And walk it more importantly.
我们祷告当中也特别为一些信心软弱或者是身体欠安的一些弟兄姐妹代祷。
We pray, let us also intercede for brothers and sisters who are weak spiritually or physically.
求主耶稣看顾。
May the Lord remember them.
更为教会的各项圣工代祷。
Let us also pray for the works of our church.
使得这里成为一个荣耀又兴旺的教会。
So that New York can become a prosperous and God glorifying church.
我们一起同心跪下来祷告。
Let us kneel down and pray.